going to start this morning with that search for the remains, or perhaps maybe for items of evidentiary value at a site in Wicklow, in the Wicklow-Kildare border. As I said, the mechanical diggers at Air the Gardaí have said that all the resources of state will be put towards this search, and it will go on for as long as it needs to go on. Well, Barry Cummins is a crime author, author of several books, including Missing, and also a crime journalist with a podcast and other stories and other chapters that he has covered to his name, particularly liaising with and looking at Ireland's court cases, cold cases, and those of missing persons. I spoke to him shortly before coming in here, and I first of all asked him why now, and how much work has been done by cold case teams and others to get to this point where Gardaí have sealed off this quarry in Wicklow and started their search yesterday.
It's work that's been going on for years, Gerry, and in particular since the case was upgraded to murder in Jojo's case in 2020 during the pandemic, and all the time that that allowed the Gardaí to assess Jojo's case. They were already working on Deirdre's murder investigation because it had been reclassified in 2018. But something has happened where both investigations have combined for this particular search. And I know that it's related specifically to one individual, one suspect. That's not to say there aren't other suspects being considered as part of Garda inquiries in these investigations, but the activities of one man and what he may or may not have been doing in the 1990s, whether he had access to this particular location, and whether he may have deposited something into what would have been a large hole at the time that then was later covered over. And it could be something as large as a vehicle. Such was the size of the hole that was there at the time. And so Gardaí have gone back over. There's a lot of studying of maps and topography and talking to local people and figuring out what the area was like at that time. And knowing what they know about this man and his movements around Wicklow and beyond, that's what's brought them to this particular search. But it, and also they continue to get tips from the public and people nominating locations to be searched. And this is a place that has been looked at by Gardaí before, would have been assessed and using whatever search techniques at the time, going back many decades. But search strategies change. We know that from more recent cases, that you're constantly learning about searches and using the best of equipment and the best of expertise and learning from experience. And that's what brought them back to this place to say, we're going to excavate. It's not a very big location, Gerry. It's about 2-3 acres in total that may be excavated, or where soil may be deposited as part of the excavation. But it's actually the fact that they're going down deep, very deep into the ground. It's kind of loose soil, sand, and gravel, all of this to see, can they get to the core of the ground to see, is there anything there that was put in decades ago? So it's assessing a suspect. That's what brought them to this particular search.
Do we know, is it a search for remains, or is it a search for items of evidentiary value? Or is that what pointed Gardaí to this, that they received some information alleging that something was buried on the lands at the quarry?
Yeah, something. And as part of any search, I mean, ultimately, the hope is that the bodies of Jojo Dollard and Deirdre Jacob will be found during any search, be it this one or any other search, and a search for all the other missing women from the 1990s as well in particular. But what Gardaí are conscious of, when I say a vehicle, they are conscious that there's a vehicle unaccounted for that the suspect had. They want to find where that might be. Also, it's small items that, for example, Deirdre Jacob carried a bag in 1998 on the July day she disappeared, a cat bag with the large CAT letters on the side of it, a shoulder bag that's sighted on CCTV over that afternoon. That bag has never been found. That's a durable type of material. So if it still exists in whatever location, beneath the ground perhaps, it's something which would be still there to be found, and there may be trace evidence on it. Likewise, Jojo Dollard had, and this really talks to the era it was, Gerry, she had a Walkman, I had a Walkman back in those days as well. The cassette recorder that she had with the earphones, and that has never been found either. So that's a durable thing as well, that if that's beneath the ground, it can be found and, again, could have trace evidence on it. Gardaí are keeping an open mind, and it's a phrase you hear a lot, but actually that's, in terms of this search, an open mind, there may be something small or big of relevance to either of the cases, and that's as far as they can put it. There may be, and that this search will bottom that out. We'll know for definite whether this location is somewhere that holds an answer.
Yeah, Barry, all the resources of the state have been put towards this. The scene has been sealed off since yesterday. They will keep going until they hopefully find something, and nothing will be spared in this search.
Yeah, and I think in talking with Gardaí, who've been involved in other searches as well, that they, when they're involved in a search and nothing is being found, they don't want to stop, because it's an emotional thing to be involved in searching for somebody's body, and to know that there is something that's warranted the search. So there's some suspicion. And as the search goes on and nothing might be found, there's a difficult decision that will have to be made in each search as to whether to go on. And it's always a tough time for the Gardaí involved, because they get to know the families of the victims, and to then have to go to a family and say, actually, on this occasion, we have to stop. Now, we're not at that stage here at all yet. This is the early stages of this particular search. But the families themselves will be the ones to caution everybody, including myself, to say, hang on, we've had so many searches before. We, being the families, have had their hopes raised so many times that they know there's good reason for this location to be searched, but they're not, in a sense, getting their hopes up too much. They're very glad that the work continues, and it's an active professional investigation in both cases now. So they're heartened by that. But as they both said to me, I spoke with both families yesterday, and they said, all we can do is wait. We have to just wait and hope.
Yeah, and that's a difficult thing to do for everybody and for people in the communities, I imagine. Deirdre Jacob and Jojo Ballard, where they came from. It's been so long, and you've talked, I know, to many families of missing people through York and the various books that you've had, Barry, and this area, that it can be a very tough time for them, even though there's that hope there that, yes, progress will be made, something may be found, closure of some sort may be delivered, justice may be delivered in other areas. It can be a very difficult watching and waiting time for everybody involved.
Absolutely. And it's the fact, through many cases that have where people have been found eventually, that we know the answers can be relatively close, or can be in locations people can be hidden, their bodies hidden in places that, for example, this particular search going on now, and we don't know if there's anything to be found or not, but it's very close to a main road that would link Blessington and Baltinglass. And it's just a few hundred meters in off the road. And that's, I suppose, as we learn from cases, the bodies of people are hidden in places that are accessible to the killer, but also are accessible to those who might be able to find them at some stage. So we're constantly learning. But we in the media look at this as a type of killing, the killing of somebody who goes missing, as a particular case that needs to be highlighted so much, because of the fact that whoever commits these type of crimes, and there are many people we know who have, might do it again. And that the justice has to be administered in terms of finding a person, but catching the people responsible for these kind of cases as well. Yeah. But all the while, families are left waiting. And families don't discriminate either, in that I'm talking about murder cases this morning, Jerry. There are many, many more people who are missing where there's not a crime involved, or where we simply don't know. We can't say if there's a crime. Certainly in Deirdre and Jojo's cases, we can say the Gardaí officially say they were murdered. But the Jacob family and the Dollard family, they know so many other families of missing people where there's no crime involved. And they all share that longing for answers. And they have an understanding of what each other goes through, that And I've known many families for many years, but I don't know what they go through. I can see it. I try and describe it. I can talk about it to some degree. But actually, if you haven't lived it, you don't get it. And there's a bond between them. And it's a powerful bond, but it's so sad that it has to exist at all.
Yeah, yeah, in the first place. Now, Gardaí, continuing as well, Barry, to look for anybody who might have any sort of information, even 30 years later, no matter how insignificant. And that's important too to note.
It is. And the what's led Gardaí to this particular search, they've had information from long ago, but they've been getting fresh information as well from various sources. So it's the old information and the new information. And this whole thing of Gardaí constantly appealing to people to come forward. Don't assume that the Gardaí know something. And don't say, Asher, they must know it. If it's on your mind and if you think, and this could be to do with any missing person case at all, if it's on your mind, you should get it off your mind and get it into the minds of the Gardaí. And then at least you've done the right thing, and it might focus Garda attention on a particular spot. And that's what's happening here in County Wicklow at the moment, that in terms of two cases, and this is the first time. Now, we know of Operation Trace, which sought to examine in the 1990s if there might be links between any of the cases of missing women. Now we know, by virtue of this search, that the Gardaí officially are saying they're, what can we say, they're considering that possibility as part of this search, that two investigations have brought separately and now combined have brought them to this particular location, that to search, is there any trace of Jojo or Deirdre or both of them?
Yeah, yeah. And look, that comes back to the original idea. Look, they're 25 kilometres apart, 20-minute drive between the two. You might have to look at them jointly, given the similarities, I suppose. But that doesn't mean that they're saying for definite that, yes, there is a link or the same person or persons carried out the crime. That's all to be determined.
All to be determined. But even when you talk about the distance there, Jerry, it's relatively short distance, but the abductions of Jojo and Deirdre, different times of day, different years. But the one thing, and we get into theories as we, the more we talk about things, but one thing I think is whatever the type of vehicle, the abductor, the killer in each case had some form of transport that he was able to force both women into vehicles at different times, in different years, and to transport them to another location, wherever that may be. So that vehicles have been used. And if you're in a car or a truck or whatever, and you know the area, and that's the other theory, you know where you're going, you have a route, you know the back roads, you know where to avoid, you know where the Gardaí might have a checkpoint or whatever, given night or whatever, that kind of thing. If you have the local knowledge, and that's part of the theory here in terms of County Wicklow, is there somebody who knew the back roads, who could perhaps drive in a way they knew they wouldn't raise suspicion, but they had somebody that they'd abducted in their car at that time. And that's the theory, but it would seem the logical theory as well. And it's horrific to think about, but it's something we must consider, because this is about trying to solve these cases and find the women who disappeared in the 1990s and find the killer or killers responsible, to keep talking about the cases and not rest, because the families of the missing women cannot rest. Yeah. It's not that they couldn't if they wanted to, and they don't want to. They just will not rest and will keep talking about their loved ones, keeping their memory alive, talking about their very full lives, but very short lives. Young women who were targeted in a part of Ireland, geographically in the Leinster area. You look at that, and the more you look at it, you would say that some of those cases, you would say most likely are linked, because no matter what way you consider it, you keep coming back to that local knowledge and somebody who's got away with it. That's the thing. They've managed to hide the bodies of their victims all this time. Who could that be?
Yeah. Okay, Barry, listen, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us in the program this morning. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Jerry.
That's crime journalist Barry Cummins there, who's written several excellent books dealing with families of the missing and cases and cold cases as well, talking about the significance of what's happened and what is happening with that search in Wicklow at the quarry for possibly a connection and perhaps maybe some items of evidentiary value, and hopefully these long-running cases are brought to conclusion and there is some closure for those families. Margaret gets in touch this morning and says, good morning, jury. We must all pray for Jojo Dullard and Deirdre Jacob and their families that they will be found. I've prayed for these girls and their families for the last 30 years. God help their families. God help all in the search for a good outcome at long, long last. Thank you, jury, for highlighting this case. So, so important. Yeah, I don't think you can overestimate the impact that those disappearances in 1995 and 1998 have had on the country. And a lot of people, the names, you know, are household names for all the wrong reasons, unfortunately. Almost everyone in the country is aware and knows those names because of the shocking nature of their disappearance and what their families have had to deal with for the last number of decades. So thanks for that message, Margaret.